99.9 WTUZ. Good morning to you. 6:13 on your Thursday, a.k.a. a Friday Eve. What we choose to call it. I'm Eric McElroy. So glad you are choosing to start your day with us. Whether you are listening the old-fashioned way on your radio or if you're streaming online at WTUZ.com. By the way, I tell you all the time, send us the word listen on the text line. After that, you are just a few clicks away from listening live wherever you may be. Should probably give you that number to the text line, huh? 330-339-9399. Other ways to get in touch with myself or Michelle Spring, who is over in the newsroom, send an email, Eric or Michelle at WTUZ.com. Also, social media, another great way to get in touch and stay up to date. We're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and we're easy to find at 99.9 FM WTUZ. Big day today. First of all, with it being Thursday, of course, it's a Pam's Bouquet Thursday giveaway. I'll hand out $75 to Pam's Posies in Dover. Some lucky listener will get a lovely arrangement of flowers from Pam's Posies. Also, another four-pack of tickets for somebody to see Phil Vassar and Lone Star live in concert next week up in Canton at the Palace Theater or Theater, depending on your pronunciation. So again, a lot happening this morning. This hour, morning quickies. Of course, later, Babbling Brook in the 8 o'clock hour and so much more. Our job's now to keep you updated, entertained, maybe share a few laughs. Don't go anywhere. More of Your Kind of Country coming up next.
WTUZ.
Good morning. I'm Michelle Spring with your 6:30 headlines. Motorists will see delays on U.S. 22 beginning Monday, December 17th. The Department of Transportation will have nearly 2 miles of U.S. 22 near the intersection of County Road 42 and heading west on U.S. 22 to State Route 519, restricted down to one lane between Cadiz and Piedmont. Work will be done between 7 a.m. and 4 p.m. Monday through Friday. The preventative safety work is expected to be completed by Friday, December 21st. In state news, state regulators have given the green light to the first medical marijuana dispensary in Ohio. Officials announced Wednesday, located in the village of Wintersville, is the first of 56 state-licensed medical marijuana outlets to receive a certification of operation. The dispensary will not be able to sell medical marijuana until their products are tested at state-certified testing labs. For more local headlines, be sure to find us at WTUZ.com.
Did you hit that button over there?
No.
Oh, I didn't think so.
What was that?
What do you mean? Wintersville? Isn't that like an hour from here or something?
The village of Wintersville.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Near Steubenville?
I'm not sure where that's at.
Okay.
I'll Google it for you. When I read Wintersville the first time, I thought Florida, and I thought that must be wrong.
Yeah, that can't be.
It's in Jefferson County. It's near Weirton. Is down by Steubenville. Good job. Are you taking a road trip?
No, I was just wondering where Ohio's first medical marijuana dispensary was approved to open.
Yes, not too far from
here. It's called Cy Plus or CY Plus. I don't know.
CY Plus. Yeah, how did you know that?
What does that mean?
I don't know. I have no
idea.
It
has something to do with the owners or the operators. I don't know.
Maybe. I'm not sure.
All right. How would you like that job, though? Huh?
Is it a chemical that's within the plant?
That's a good question.
I don't know. I'm not up to date on my medical marijuana.
You're not a marijuana aficionado.
I'm not. I'm sorry.
Well, how would you like to be the one to, like, because people have to go in and inspect and test all that stuff.
You know, does that mean that they're high all day?
How exactly do you test marijuana? That's all I want to know.
Oh, my God.
To me, there only seems to be one way, right? To test it, and that's on rats, obviously, and mice, monkeys, yes. Maybe. Oh, good morning. Morning quickies. Hey, Ellen DeGeneres, you hear this? Leaving her talk show by 2020?
That's not true.
What do you mean it's not true?
It's, ju- it, if you read the whole thing, Portia de Rossi said that she may leave. She wants her to leave, but she didn't say that she's going to leave.
Her wife said she supports her decision.
She wants her to leave, yeah.
To halt her show in 2020.
Right, but her brother, Ellen DeGeneres' brother, who is a comedian.
Bellen.
No, his name is not Bellen. You're such a dork. But he tells her that he wants her to keep doing it because the world needs her positivity.
She did an article, did Ellen, in the New York Times, talking a lot about her new Netflix special, her return to stand-up comedy in like 15 years. It's called Relatable. I don't know when that's coming out on Netflix. I would assume it's soon. She's out there plugging it. I know they already shot that special.
Right.
So wait, is she not? I thought she was leaving her talk show in 2020.
She's not. Where did you get your information from?
It says here, Ellen's wife, actress Portia de Rossi, supports the decision for Ellen to hold her show in 2020. I think she's such a brilliant actress and stand-up that it doesn't have to be this talk show for her creativity. She goes on to say there are other things she could handle. I don't see the end of her show as career ending.
Right.
So with her saying I don't see the end of her show as career ending, that wouldn't that make you think she's ending her show?
No. Because every article that I read, it said that she's considered ending it, but she has never made a blatant statement, I'm ending my show. I feel like there would be an uproar if people knew she was going to end her show.
I'm going to say, not to go back and forth, but she's done in 2020. That's just from what I read in this article.
Where are you reading this from?
New York Times is where she did this piece.
I'm reading E! News, and they quote the New York Times, and it says that she has wavered before extending her contract through the summer of 2020. She goes back and forth on this subject, consulting with her brother and her wife.
So is her brother like her manager or something, or just
no, but he's kind of the one that got her into the business.
Seems like years ago when she had her, so long ago when she had her sitcom show that she came out on, which was, of course, back in the mid-90s. I think that was 97 when she came out on her sitcom. So that may leave two openings if Ellen decides to leave. Of course, Kathy Lee Gifford, someone is going to have to, drink wine next to Hoda Kotb here. And when is she leaving? I think it's...
Hoda's not leaving.
No, Kathy Lee is.
Oh, I thought you said Hoda. Yeah, I know. I'm so sad about that.
Listen, there's more things to be sad about.
No, when I was on maternity leave, I sat there every morning, and her and Hoda brought so much joy and laughter into my life. It was the best thing. I'm not kidding. I mean, when you're sitting there with a newborn baby, you look forward to silly things like that. And I loved watching Kathy Lee and Hoda.
Kathy Lee and Regis. Of course, Regis and Kathy Lee. Sorry, that was the official title. But yeah, she had a long running stint with Regis and then with Hoda, too. 11 plus years, I think.
Yeah, I found it surprising when she announced her retirement that she said that she was only planning on staying at the Today Show for a year. And she ended up staying for 11 years. So I thought that was pretty interesting. I didn't know it was only like a one-year contract at first.
Maybe she's mad that they moved Hoda over to the actual Today Show instead of the wine-drinking last-hour portion of
I think that she's going to be focusing more on her movies and her singing career. Have you never heard her sing?
Kathy Lee?
Yes.
Is she a phenomenal singer? I never knew this.
She is, that's kind of like what...
Does she do originals?
Yeah.
Is that what she's known for?
I mean, if you've ever watched her show religiously, like I have.
Oh my God.
She does sing. She does a lot of like gospel, Christian singing, so... Yeah.
When did Frank pass away? That was a few years ago, right?
Last like 5 years.
2015, maybe? Right here. August 9th, 2015.
Sad. Sad, sad. Anyways, but...
She was way younger than he.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was pretty old. He fell asleep. I think he fell asleep in a chair, and he died in the chair. And she walked in, and she knew that he was gone.
That's kind of creepy.
I mean, if we all go.
I mean, yeah, but...
I don't know what to say about
that.
Just
go in your recliner, just like that.
I think it was right before they were going to church, too. I think it was on a Sunday. I don't know. When you watch the show, you become friends with them, and they're friends in my head. If you know what I mean?
I feel you. I think that way about maybe some of our listeners. Some have never even met us, but they consider us, you know,
friends.
They're friends.
Yeah,
exactly.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. So you have that. Hey, Florida Georgia Line, Maren Morris, two Grammy nominees, going to be hanging out with Ryan Seacrest for Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve. A lot of country acts. Get this. Not only those two. Lauren Elena, Kane Brown, Kelsey Ballerini as well. Those last three I mentioned, only on the West Coast portion, though.
That's lame.
New Year's Rockin' Eve coverage.
What does that mean? That only the West Coast will see it? We won't?
No, we see the West Coast coverage just a little later in the evening,
so
if you can stay up that late.
Oh.
The West Coast stuff is all hosted by, what's her name?
Fergie Ferg.
Is it her?
Yeah.
Thought it was Sierra.
I don't think so. I mean, I think it's always been Fergie Ferg.
And then in Times Square, you have Seacrest and Jenny McCarthy. Of course, Jenny McCarthy just goes around kissing strangers on the sidewalk.
Does she really?
It's what she decides to do.
I don't think I knew that.
Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve, of course, December 31st. Which not only will we be ringing in the new year in the McElroy compound, also be celebrating the boy's second birthday.
Oh,
that
how
day
fun.
As well. Mm-hmm.
What a good day. Now, do you do sauerkraut and pork on New Year's Day?
Not a big fan.
You're not?
Not a big, the sauerkraut, I mean.
Oh, it's so good.
I mean, people say it's good luck, whatever. It can do other things.
I love sauerkraut and pork. Just the smell of it in your house, it just smells so good.
Smells good, but I'm not a big fan of the texture.
It's an acquired taste.
Or really the taste, yeah.
It's just cabbage, right?
No, something has to make it smell sour and krauty.
Do you guys do anything big for New Year's? I mean, since you've had the boys, you really haven't had the chance to. But before that, did you?
I mean, who didn't when they were in their 20s? Then,
right.
then there comes a point in time where you can't even stay up till midnight anymore.
Yeah.
And that's where I'm at in my life.
I know.
Oh, the ball dropped. We'll DVR it and watch it at 9 a.m. the next morning. Hey, you want to watch the ball drop from last night? Sure, let's turn it on.
I think Chad and I had to take naps around like 8 o'clock last year. And then we woke up around 11, watched a little bit of the coverage, and then we were out.
Then
like
12:05. Then you're done.
Yeah.
Of course, that's on ABC, right? Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve with Seacrest. NBC, Ohio boy John Legend and his wife hosting that.
Oh, fun.
Blake Shelton and others, Kelly Clarkson performing, Keith Urban, Brett Young doing some free show in Nashville. So it's all, Michelle, it's all coming together.
I usually watch Anderson Cooper. I like him.
What's, they got rid of...
Wait, who am I thinking of?
Griffin.
Kathy Griffin, yes.
Yeah.
Gosh, that's...
Kathy
so cool.
Lee Griffin.
he does it...
Kathys this morning.
He did it last year with Andy Cohen. You know how much I love Bravo. So I was all over that.
Right.
So I think they're doing it again this year, too. I'm so excited.
As we can see. Now, if Kathy Lee Gifford and Hoda were hosting some New Year's Eve celebration, that's the one we know you'd be watching.
Man,
for sure.
I'd probably switch back and forth.
There, okay. All right. Hit the last button.
I don't have a last button on my new TV remote.
Everybody has a last button.
I don't.
Button.
I have a Roku TV.
Or
the 4K
if
one.
If it doesn't say last, it says Prev.
No.
Which
I
means
swear.
Previous channel.
I promise. On we have two of these TVs, and they're on the remote. They're, swear on my life, there is no last or previous channel button. It drives me bananas. You have to go through the guide to go back to where you were at.
I know, no. You women in technology, I would guarantee that in 2018, there is a last or previous channel button on your remote.
I swear, I'm going to bring my remote in. Or I'll take a photo of it. It drives me, it drives Chad nuts too, because he hears me complain about it. I'm like, I'll just sit here and watch Netflix, because I don't want to go back and forth through my channels.
Wow, we are that lazy as a society.
I know. I used to think that I was so lazy because I used to DVR everything and I wanted to fast forward through commercials. But now I don't even do that. I just watch it on the apps because they don't have commercials. You know what I mean?
Wow. You are cheating the system.
I know.
Dirty dog you.
Back when we were little kids, I used to love the commercials because they'd have all those fun commercials about toys and all of like the fun things that were coming out. Now I can't sit through it. It's too much.
Hey, today's Thursday. You know what that means?
P Pam's Posies.
That's right, a Pam's Bouquet Thursday giveaway. Like how I ended it with the... anyway, somebody later will win $75 to Pam's Posies. That will go towards a lovely bouquet of flowers, a nice centerpiece for the holiday season. You can put right on your table. Folks will say, where did you get those flowers? You can say, well, I won them through WTUZ, but Pam's Posies arranged them. And they'll say, wow, those flowers are beautiful. And you'll say, I know. Merry Christmas. That's how that conversation will go. That will happen later. Next hour, your chance to win. Again, $75 to Pam's Posies. And it's a listen to win. If you want tickets to see Phil Vassar and Lone Star, when you hear Phil Vassar this morning, could be any time. That's your cue to call, and I'll take caller number 9 at that point in time. So there you go. Hmm. Michelle?
Yes.
We're a little late, so we'll end things now, subtly. All right, Michelle, last hour we talked about the last buttons on the remote, or the button that says Preve. Which
right.
means previous channel.
Right.
Because, you know, there's not a button long enough that can have previous channel all
right.
written on it. But so wait, what do you have now?
Okay, so I have the 4K Roku TV. We have two of them, one in the living room, one in the toy room.
Fancy.
And I was saying last hour that it drives me bananas that I don't have like a previous channel button. Like, it doesn't, there's no, like, back button, or sometimes, you know, how it has that little arrow, it's like a loopy arrow, and
uh-huh.
it needs to go back to the next channel. I don't have that, or last, or anything like that. And I was just saying how annoying it can be, because you have to go through the guide and find where you just were.
So
you know.
Annoying.
I know, first world problems. But anyways, Tammy Graham.
Yes.
Texted us.
A.K.A. T.G.
Yes. She said she has the same TV, the same remote. She actually even sent us a picture of the remote to make sure it was
yes.
the same one that I have. And she says, if you click on the arrow, it looks like a rewind button. If you click on that, she says it'll take me to the last channel. So I'm going to go home today.
So that's an actual picture of your remote.
Yes.
Like you had that same exact
remote.
Same
exact remote. And has the Netflix button, Sling, Hulu. That is exactly what my remote looks like. So, Tammy, I'm going to go home today. I'm going to turn on some trashy TV, probably my Kardashians, and I'm going to try and do your little method here and see if it works.
Now, hold on. No, wait. I have, before you go any further,
what
do you have that that this remote operates?
What do you mean?
What do you have? What's it called?
A Roku TV.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, your Roku TV,
mm-hmm.
is it an actual... This may sound dumb.
Yeah, it's okay.
But is the TV like just like a Samsung or Philips? Or is it an actual Roku makes the TV?
I think it's actually like a... Oh, that's a good question. Hold on.
Because I want to know how to... I want to cut the cord. You know what I mean?
Right.
Well, I want to cut it.
So, yeah, I think it is just Roku.
Cable's outrageous. And there's so many other ways to get what you want to watch.
It's just a 4K Ultra HD TV. I think that's what it is.
You know what? I just need to talk to Chad. Just give me Chad.
Yes. So what we have
Chad
on our TV, we have like little apps. And one of the apps that we have is DirecTV Now. And that is our cable. And I think it's like 30.
So you still have all this and DirecTV?
Yeah.
Why though?
It's cheaper. I think we only pay like $30-some a month.
Well, how is it cheaper to still have... See, now you lost me. I thought you had this to avoid cable or satellite.
Well, you can, I think. But, I mean, they have Hulu on there. There's Netflix. There is... I mean, you can download any app. There's HBO. You can download any app, I think, for free. But we have... Because Chad wants to watch, you know, live football. So, I think that was the only way that we can get it. I'm not sure. I'm not speaking on his behalf because I don't pay attention to that stuff. I just know where to go whenever I want to watch TV. But, yeah, I like the TV. It took me a while to get used to. But, yeah, it's great.
Emily Hoover on the text line, too. I may have to see what she has to say about
TLC. Yeah, some of them are made by TLC, whoever... That is for...
That's what John said, too.
Yeah.
All right.
So, Yeah, Tammy Graham, I think, might have just changed my life.
TG.
I know.
Coming through in the clutch. Hey, Billboard, Michelle, put out their list of the top 10 country artists, singles, and albums for 2018. You want to go through this?
Yes.
All right. All right, here we go. We'll start Billboard's top country songs for 2018. I'll ramble through these real quick. You have Heaven from Kane Brown, Get Along, that the Kenny Chesney tune, One Number Away from Luke Combs. You really couldn't get away from Luke Combs.
No, he had a great year
in
this
2018.
Year.
Old Dominion's Hotel Key, Tequila from Dan and Shay. That one of the bigger songs of 2018. Also, Everything's Gonna Be All Right from David Lee Murphy and Kenny Chesney. So he's basically on there, is Kenny Chesney twice. Hooked, Dylan Scott, Darius Rucker's For the First Time. Blue Tacoma from Russell Dickerson. That was a good summertime song right there.
Mm-hmm.
That gave you all the summertime feels.
Right.
Did I take the words right out of your mouth?
Yes.
I love how we finish each other's sandwiches. Yes, thank you. Very nice. Thank you.
Well, that's funny. Good.
That was amazing. All right, top 10 country albums according to Billboard for 2018. Again, Luke Combs, this one's for you. Then you had Kane Brown's disc, Rearview Town, Jason Aldean, Traveler from, Chris Stapleton. He's actually on there.
Why do you hate Chris Stapleton so much?
He's actually on here two other times at number 7 and then number 9 from A Room Volume 2, from A Room Volume 1, respectively. Life Changes, Thomas Rhett at 5. What Makes You Country from Luke Bryan was number 6. Brett Young, his self-titled album, which he just released his new one.
I love that album,
last week.
Way.
Yeah, I'm feeling that. A bunch of new songs on that album, which I'm listening to currently. And Cry Pretty from Carrie Underwood, number 10 on the list of the top country albums of 2018. Again, all put together by Billboard. All right, Michelle, artists. I want to see how many you can name in the top 10. According to Billboard, top 10 country artists of the year.
Okay, top 10. Chris Stapleton.
He's number 1. Good job.
That's your boy.
Yes.
Carrie Underwood. No,
she's
don't
not on
say
the list.
That.
And I'll save you the trouble. There are no females on the list. So.
Okay, well, I'm done now.
You don't want to name
what?
Anymore?
I'd say Luke Combs, maybe.
Yep, he's number 4.
Thomas Rhett.
He is number 5.
Oh, good. Keith Urban?
He did not make the list.
Man, okay. Finish it out.
Kane Brown at 2.
Mm-hmm.
Florida Georgia Line at 3. Then how could you forget Luke Bryan, who's on every list ever?
Yes.
At number 6, Jason Aldean, Dan and Shay, Kenny Chesney, and Blake Shelton rounding out the top 10.
How is there no female on that list?
That's a very good question.
I'm a little salty.
You
want to
get
that.
In touch with Billboard here?
Yeah, just give me their number. I'll text them.
Thing about it is, women have really spoken out big time over the past year about lack of airplay in 2018.
And nothing against Carrie Underwood, but I feel like she carries it.
Carries it.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I didn't mean to do that. That just came out
just
that way.
Just say you meant to do it.
She's just, it's always Carrie Underwood. Carrie. It used to be Taylor Swift. And now Carrie is kind of like the front runner in all of...
Carrie. Marsha.
I love Carrie Underwood, but I feel like give some other females a chance, like Kacey Musgraves and Miranda Lambert and Lauren Elena, the younger girls.
Your girl, Kacey Musgraves, got a lot of love in the Grammys. Most nominated country star in the Grammys.
But she doesn't get a lot of airplay.
You're right, she doesn't.
Which is kind of mind-blowing to me. But
Same thing with like Chris Stapleton a couple years ago. You know? Nobody knew who he was.
Right.
Then all of a sudden, oh, he's winning all these awards. Mm-hmm. Hey, next hour, Google has their year in review in terms of top searches for 2018. We'll take a look at that. Pretty interesting. Also, SAG nominees were revealed yesterday. Some of the big movies that were nominated and TV shows. We'll kind of touch on that, too. But right now, Michelle, quickly. It's Thursday.
Yes.
Pam's Bouquet Thursday giveaway. Somebody's going to win $75, which will go towards a lovely bouquet of flowers from Pam's Posies. Right there in Dover, here's the deal. The keyword is Pam's on the Weaver Appliance text line. That number, 330-339-9399.
Do they have to tell us why they want the flowers?
Tell us,
give us a good story. I mean, it's the holidays. Yeah, it's gotta be something good. Tell us why you want the flowers. Who are you gonna give them to? Someone special?
Yeah, who deserves them
right
in your life during the holiday time? Of course, that through the Weaver Appliance text line. Keyword Pam's, and then share a heartfelt, heartwarming story about who deserves these flowers. And we'll find a winner, Michelle, next hour. So we'll give folks, you know, a good hour, 60 minutes or so to chime in. Michelle, thank you. Good stuff as always.
You're welcome.
Hey, you just alerted me to something.
Yes.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has announced their inductees for 2019.
Yes.
Now, I don't know who got in.
You want to take a guess?
Well, I know that Def Leppard and Stevie Nicks were tops in the fan vote, which were like online and everything, right? And I know some other nominees were like The Zombies, The Cure, Janet Jackson, Devo, which is from Akron. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
Rage Against the Machine, Radiohead, LL Cool J. Okay, so if you're going to ask me, I'm going to say two in the fan vote category. I'm going to say Def Leppard and Stevie Nicks for sure got in. Am I right?
You are right.
Okay, so there's two right there for me. After that, gets a little dicey. I mean, I can't even begin to guess.
Okay.
So why don't you just tell me?
Janet Jackson.
Did she really?
She did.
Wow. Of course, a couple years ago, at the age of 50, just had a baby. And
I know.
All right. Good for Janet.
Yes. Radiohead.
Okay.
And, okay, you said Def Leppard and Stevie Nicks.
Yeah.
The Cure.
Okay.
Roxy Music and the Zombies. I had to Google who they were. I had no idea.
So, that's how many? How
that
are going
is
in?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That's it.
Very nice.
Yeah.
I didn't think Janet would get in first time.
Oh, I did.
This is her first time on the ballot. So those who didn't get in, Rage Against the Machine, right? They did not?
No.
They
LL Cool J.
Yeah, those two were on the ballot, I remember, last year.
Yeah.
So I don't know how many years they recycle some of these and then, you know, then say bye. You're on the ballot for so many years.
I don't see Rage Against the Machine on this list.
You don't?
Mm-mm.
As a nominee?
Yeah. But maybe you know something that they don't know.
I do, Michelle.
Oh, here it is, all the way at the very bottom. Rage
yes.
Against the Machine. It was their second.
They're
nomination.
Outraged. They're outraged. Mm. Is Rage Against the Machine? See what I did there?
Oh my gosh, Devo, Todd Rundgren. I don't know who that is. Do you know who that is?
I mentioned that guy yesterday. Rundgren, right? Or
Rundgren? Rundgren.
I don't know. I don't know who that is.
Chaka Khan. She's not in there?
But I think she is as a solo act. That's
this
Chaka.
This is with Rufus.
Exactly.
The funk band. What? I've never heard of some of these.
Rufus featuring Chaka Khan.
Yes. That's bizarre. And then the Detroit rock band MC5. That was their fifth nomination. LL Cool J's been nominated 5 times and he hasn't made it in yet. I mean, he's like the Susan Lucci.
You want to know who Todd Rundgren is?
Yeah,
American multi-instrumentalist, singer, songwriter, record producer, who has performed a diverse range of styles as a solo artist and as a member of the band Utopia.
I have never heard of that.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
You gotta love Google, right? Which transitions us very nicely, if you will, right into our next topic. Of course, with the year coming to an end, everybody has their year-end list, right?
Right.
Last hour, we did Billboard. They put out their list of the top country songs, albums, and artists of 2018. Here we are with Google searches globally. Now, you can also search. I don't want to click off globally. I wish I could search just here in the States.
I don't think I have that option either.
You know what? Here, I can. Right here. United States, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, United States. Boom. Okay, here we go. So the top Google trends 2018 in terms of what people were searching for, this is in the good old U.S. of A. You just want searches overall?
Yes.
Top searches 2018, U.S. of A on Google. Number one was the World Cup. Who even remembered that thing was on? USA didn't make it, right? They weren't in it.
We have to remember there is a big, there are people outside of the United States.
It's a vast, vast globe. Hurricane right. Florence was number two. Then you had some folks that died. Mac Miller, mm-hmm. Kate Spade, Anthony Bourdain. And three, four, and five. The film Black Panther. Here you go at number seven. Mega Millions results. How many folks were... When I bought tickets, that's the first thing I did in the morning when I took the dogs out to pee. I said, let me see if I won Mega Millions. Nope. All right. Come back in, Cody and Sophie. Another celebrity that died, Stan Lee at number eight.
Right. Stephen Hawking was on there.
For US of A?
For...
Top searches?
This is a global trend.
Dang it, Michelle.
Sorry.
Get on my level.
Sorry.
Demi Lovato 9 and election results, number 10. Surprised Donald Trump was not in. You know what I mean?
The Kavanaugh confirmation hearings is on the top of the list. On my end, I mean, I'm going by what...
There's search. They broke it down in categories. Searches, news, people, and then there's a bunch of other categories on there. Some in actors, actresses, some in different languages. I don't even know what they are. Food. Oh, my God. Top. All right. What about food? Mm. Keto. Really?
Oh, the keto diet?
Oh, my God. It took over.
Yeah,
you have keto pancakes, cheesecake, cookies, brownies, chili, all that stuff in the top 10 searches for food. Unicorn cake.
What is that?
That's what I was going to... Romaine lettuce. Oh, the good old romaine lettuce.
Oh, yes.
No, recall.
What are CBD gummies?
I think weed gummy bears.
Shut up.
I'm going to click on it right now.
I've never heard of that.
No, I don't know.
Did you say Aretha Franklin?
No, she wasn't in there.
Yeah, she's number five.
Listen, Michelle, I'm on Google Searches United States.
I'm on trends.google.com.
Okay. Well, good for you. I'm the same place you are at, and I don't see Aretha Franklin anywhere on the list.
Go to Loss. It says Mac Miller, Kate Spade, Anthony Bourdain, Stan Lee, Aretha
Where's
Franklin.
Where's Loss at? People that died.
It's right that? Under food.
Okay.
Yeah, no, mm-hmm.
Yeah, I see her there.
Okay, thank you.
Then you have to specify what category you're looking under.
I mean, Loss.
You just can't say Aretha Franklin's on there. Where is she on there?
Right there, under Loss. TV shows, obviously Roseanne is number one. That was super controversial this year. Remember that show I was telling you about the other day? The Haunting of Hill House? The scary TV show on Netflix?
This list is so long, I want to see
number
TV
three.
Shows.
You don't see... It's underneath politicians.
Okay.
Okay.
American Idol still is in there?
Heck yeah. The Royal Wedding. Oh my goodness. Of course. Wow. The Joe Jonas and Priyanka Chopra, their wedding was number two, and that would just happen like 2 weeks ago. That's crazy, right?
Yeah, it did just happen like last week.
Mm-hmm. I'm surprised Ariana Grande is not number one under musicians. That... Between Demi Lovato and...
She's up there under people. Top people search for Demi Lovato, Meghan Markle,
No,
Brett
I know. I was wondering why Ariana Grande, because she had a big year this year. She was named Billboard Woman of the Year.
Yeah, I guess you're right. But was it for her music, really, though? I mean...
Yes. Isn't Billboard about music?
Yeah, it was the...
she broke so many records this year.
I don't know one record that she broke, but I know it was
First of all, she broke the streaming record whenever she released her Thank You Next video on YouTube and on digital downloads. So
okay.
There's two right there. But that's just...
Really, that the music or the person of the year or whatever. Yeah, it obviously has to do with what they've done musically. But she had a big year because she was in the news not only with celebrity breakups. Her ex-boyfriend died. She just broke up with the loser Pete Davidson from SNL. There was the Manchester bombing. There were tons of other reasons why
named
person of the year, not just because...
I think her music was...
Wasn't the main reason.
Yes,
I'll say
it is.
That.
Yes, it is. She broke that Thank You Next song, literally broke so many records. She wrote it in 5 days and it was out and it was, yes. I'm going to stick up for her.
I think that Billboard probably even made that decision before she put out that song. That song's only like a month old.
I know, and they just announced it a couple days ago, Goober.
Yeah, but I'm sure Billboard, they just don't get together in a room and within 2 hours they say, hey, Ariana Grande is our so-and-so. There's time and research that goes into that kind of stuff. Even if they just announced it a day ago. Just like Google searches 2018 we're looking at. This is a year's worth of work.
I doubt it. I bet you it, well, obviously it's a year's worth of work. It's at the end of 2018.
Hey, Urban Meyer's in their top people for 2018.
Where?
Thought that was crazy.
Where do you see that at?
Top
people. Oh, you did show more. Oh, you did like the top 10. Oh my gosh, he's above like...
Yeah, above your girl.
Yeah, that's weird.
Ariana Grande.
I like how Tristan Thompson is the number one athlete. Oh, hey, that's so bizarre.
He's the number one athlete?
That was Google search.
Wow.
Where's LeBron?
That all has to do with...
him cheating.
Exactly. Like Lindsey Vonn, too, and her breakup with Tiger Woods, all that stuff. She's up there. That's crazy. I didn't want to talk about the Sags, but we couldn't stop arguing. Babbling Brook will be here right around the corner with Z News. Also, that's when we'll pick the winner for Pam's, because also we got off the rails and off the tracks there. Oh, yes. Rascal Flatts on 99.9 WTUZ. Little Jingle Bell Rock. Hey, Babbling Brook is in the house. What's up, Brooke? I can barely hear you.
I know. I can hear the clapping.
There you go.
There we go. Good.
Happy Friday Eve.
Thanks.
Here, you can move that if you want.
Thanks.
Get it out of here.
Yeah.
All right, Z News, go ahead.
All right. In this day in history, in 1983, the Detroit Pistons defeat the Denver Nuggets by a score of 186-184 in triple overtime, the highest scoring game in history of the National Basketball
League. Think still to this day.
Yes. Yeah. 1985, Phil Collins made his TV acting debut in the U.S. With an episode of Miami Vice. In 2000, Vice President Al Gore reluctantly concedes defeat to Texas Governor George W. Bush in his bid for the presidency.
I want to recount.
Yeah, right. Following weeks of legal battles over the recounting of votes in Florida. 2003, Saddam Hussein was captured by U.S. forces while hiding in a hole under a farmhouse in Iraq. And in 2013, Khloe Kardashian filed for divorce from Lamar after 4 years of marriage. Holidays for today, it's Ice Cream Day. That's a good one. National Cocoa Day and Violin Day.
You could go for some good old hot cocoa. Marshmallows.
That'd be good. Yeah, I'm down for that. On TV tonight, Jersey Shore Family Vacation is on at 8. Thursday Night Football, Los Angeles Chargers.
It's a big game, yeah.
Kansas City Chiefs is on at 8. The Great American Baking Show is on at 9. Miley Cyrus, she'll be on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. And Julia Roberts will be on The Late Late Show with James Corden. In country news, Dierks Bentley will get the bus wheels turning in 2019 with his headlining Burning Man Tour, which kicks off in January on the 17th, makes more than 20 stops in Canada and the U.S. Joining him on tour will be John Party. He's joining Dierks for the third time, but Dierks has said that it'll probably be his last tour with John because his career seems like it's going to be blasting off into space.
Yeah, outer space, space news.
There you go.
John Party probably soon will be headlining his own tours. Yeah,
right. They will be making a stop in Ohio in March at the Huntington Center on the 28th. So that's pretty cool. And then another news, I know I'm always asking the question, is Gwen and Blake getting married? It's all over the tabloids, all those things. That
she's pregnant. She's pregnant, right?
And that she's pregnant.
That's what I read yesterday at Giant Eagle.
Yeah. But I don't think there's any ring yet.
There is zero pressure. I think that everybody, when there's trauma, the way that we had trauma back in the day, like going through all these.
What does she mean by that?
Trauma? I don't know.
Celebrity break. Everybody break. I mean, everybody has relationships.
Hard times. And to get to a place where you find somebody that's like your best friend that you know that you can depend on and trust and just go through life. I think that we're just trying to be in the moment as much as we can.
He is your forever, right? Do you feel that?
So, yeah.
Blake better put a ring on it.
Yeah.
Real quick.
What's he waiting for?
Anyway, hey, we do want to reveal the winner for our Pam's Bouquet Thursday giveaway, where every Thursday we hand out $75 to Pam's Posies there in Dover. Thanks to everybody who chimed in on the text line. There can be one and only one winner of the gift card to Pam's Posies. Again, it will make a lovely centerpiece for the holiday season. Michelle, I think you have that winner over there, right? For the Pam's Bouquet Thursday giveaway?
I do. Leisha Simmons texted in and said, my friend Lisa Wright, who just lost her husband unexpectedly, and last week her best friend and sister unexpectedly passed away in a car off that. That's okay. If flowers would really help brighten her day. So I feel like this is a great choice.
Yeah, wow. Very nice.
Wow. Yeah,
she's very deserving there.
Her friend has gone through a lot, so.
Yeah. Well, that's nice of her.
I know.
All right, well, we just brought the room down
right there.
Six minutes away from 9 o'clock, everybody. More of Your Kind of Country next. Chase Rice on 99.9 WTUZ. It's Eric McElroy in the morning, 9:54, 6 minutes from 10 o'clock. Congrats to our winners today. Daily birthday winners, I should say, twins, Chloe and Daphne Stuber. Also, Leisha Simmons won our Pam's Bouquet Thursday giveaway, and Mike Owens tickets to see Phil Basser and Lone Star. Podcast section, if you missed any part of today's entertaining program, again, WTUZ.com. Scroll down one tiny little scroll. You'll see the podcast section there on the right-hand side. Tomorrow will be, of course, a Friday. We'll kick off the weekend. I'll have chances for you to win more concert tickets, $100 with our 12 Days of Christmas giveaway, $25 to Bell Stores Marathon. It will be jam-packed tomorrow. For Michelle Spring, I'm Eric McElroy. Find us after hours on our private social media accounts. Also, WTUZ.com to stay up to date with the latest news, Big Z Sports, what's happening. Our streaming services are there and links to the station's social media accounts. It's at 99.9 FM WTUZ on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We have Trim the Tree tonight from 6 until 10. And later, Shauna will select a winner from Facebook for today's 12 Days of Christmas giveaway. I've rambled enough for today, at least. I'll do it again all tomorrow. We'll try and improve on some things, and then we'll be back. Have a good one, Z Country.